Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We love Fridays. Most especially because it's just that one day of the week where we get the most chance to talk to you and find out what's on your mind. Normally, Senator Kevin Cramer is here in the final hour. Always a lot of calls and interaction there with Senator Cramer. He will not be here today. He is unavoidably detained with an event. I believe it's some kind of retreat with all the members of the Republican caucus in the Senate or something like that, but I know Mike Pompeo said yesterday when we were talking off the air that he and Kevin were going to be at the same event. So it's a Republican gathering of some kind that is happening down in Middleborough. So Kevin Cramer will not be on the Talk Radio Town Hall today, which gives us even more time to chat and find out what's on your mind. We do have a special guest in the Talk Radio Town Hall. The first half hour next hour is going to be Bill O'Reilly. But other than that, we're going to check in with the Minnesota fishing opener. I'm curious what our listeners think of the way of the best fishing. If you are a regular Minnesota and North Dakota fisher, or for that matter, South Dakota, you hit Hawaii or any of those big open water in South Dakota, who is the best fishing? I got to get out there in the open water. I tell you what, I haven't done much fishing at all, honestly, since I was a little guy. My grandpa was a big fisherman, big in the sense that he loved the getaway of it. It wasn't so much the catch. In fact, he'd catch bullheads a lot. Yeah, I don't even know what that lake was around Camby, Minnesota. He put his 64 Bel Air in the drink one time. Might have been an Impala. I can't remember, but it was epic. He just had to be out there, pushed the envelope a little bit, got there a little too early or a little too late into spring. I forget which it was, and I managed to get out of the vehicle, but it went right in the drink. Bye-bye car. So that's imprinted on my brain from my younger years, for sure. But anyway, I'd love to get out there. Where should I go? Where would be a great spot to just? Here's my experience with fishing, honestly. Other than with my grandpa catching bullheads, and there's not much value in that, other than you're with your grandpa, right? But as far as the actual sport of catching fish, I would say 90% of the times I'm out, it's horribly boring. You're not catching anything. And pretty soon you're burnt like a lobster and, just kind of that amateur fisherman. I don't know. I just haven't done it well. So where should I sort of restart on all of that? You can tell me. And would it be, if you had your pick, one fishing hole, where would it be? Governor Tim Walz has made that decision today. He's up at Thumper Pond. We're going to talk a little later on the program with Steve Hallstrom and Steve Carney, Kevin Flynn. They're out there right now getting ready to do a little open water fishing. And so look forward to hearing the reports from those guys. We're also going to be joined by Governor Tim Walz today on a program. Didn't know that until just a few minutes before the program, but he's going to join us. He's making the rounds of all the media folks that have come up for the fishing opener in Minnesota. So we'll ask him what he likes to catch, what he likes to eat, and then we'll ask him about rocks and cows and masks and a few other things. If you have a question for the governor that you think is the most important question, I'll probably ask him about some of the comments of Ken Ekin. Earlier this week, we had a chance to talk with Senator Ken Ekin, who would be a Democrat from around the Moorhead area. Got a big swath, though, more than just Clay County that he represents. And he was quite critical of Governor Walz. That's unusual, honestly, among Minnesota Democrats. There's very few Minnesota Democrats that are ever critical of a Democratic governor. It just doesn't happen. But I think the balance has switched now that they almost have to be honest about all this. So we'll talk with him a little bit about the thoughts of the challenges of being on a border of two free states. North Dakota and South Dakota have been light touch on COVID restrictions. States that have valued freedom. North Dakota did have a mask mandate, but it was the shortest mask mandate in the country. South Dakota never did. And by the way, with or without mask mandates. In fact, I've seen the numbers in Minnesota. It's pretty alarming in the sense that it is proof, really, in my mind, that the mask mandate didn't work. The spike in the cases in Minnesota came well after the mask mandate was put in place. Well after. And then the drop happened pretty much the same for Minnesota, south of North Dakota, regardless of who had a mask mandate and who didn't. It's kind of interesting. It's just those pesky facts that are so at odds with what I would call the old belt and suspenders crowd in healthcare. You know, the kind of people that tell you don't eat mashed potatoes, don't put gravy on them, don't have beef, eat tofu. You're going to die unless you listen to me. They're well-intentioned, most of them, but they just are a little overly protective, and a lot of dose of reality isn't there, just as how it is. And that's honestly what a doctor's trained and paid to do. Tell you things that would make you healthier. Problem with most of that, in my view, is that we know what makes us healthier. And the way God designed us, and just you think about what you do as one person every day. And by that, I mean think with your brain, talk with your mouth, your emotions, what your hands can do, what your feet can do, how your body operates, the heart, the lungs. Really? Do you think a doctor with the best of intentions, a nurse with the best of intentions, knows more than you do about your body? That's a decision for you. And some people rely on the advice of medical professionals. And literally, if they say, don't eat that piece of candy, but do eat that banana, they're going to go home and say, I'll never eat another piece of candy. But God knew you were going to have candy in your life. God knew that you were going to have bad things in your life. That's why he designed an immune system for you. This is bad stuff will come in. And we're going to design a body that says, here's how we deal with the bad stuff. We're going to use it to protect you when the really bad stuff comes along. And I think it's actually kind of sad how we've sort of cashed in our common sense in the name of fear through most of this pandemic. Just kind of some random thoughts as we head into the day today. I also, have anybody who is the kind of person that the smartest person in the world is the last one they talk to? You know anybody like that? Well, I'm like that today. I'm going to be that person because the last person I talked to was Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump's Secretary of State, CIA director, more importantly, a son of Kansas, another square state on the Northern Plains. A lot of common sense in a North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, Kansas, I'll tell you. I was impressed with the guy. I really was. Of all the conversations I had with him, his answer on the faith question yesterday, faith and fear, right? All the fear that's out there, all the worry that's out there. Mr. Pompeo, you're a man of faith. What advice would you have of people that are very worried about the country right now, about the threats we face? Listen to his answer. I was really, really moved by this answer. Listen.
You're a man of faith. A lot of people in our audience in the good heartland of America are God-fearing, freedom-loving people who respect the founding fathers. It could be a time for great consternation and a great, great worry, because you see so much that was done on their behalf. President Trump was a fighter, if he was nothing else, right? Day in and day out, swinging for everything they cared about. They see that unraveling quickly. For people of faith, how do you, when you see what's happening in the Middle East, when you see what's happening in every corner of this country, what advice do you have for them?
Oh boy, three things first. We've seen this before, and America is strong and resilient. I am very confident that America will reject these ideas that President Biden and Vice President Harris and AOC and her tribe are putting forward. Second, we're a nation that the Lord is watching. I believe that with all my heart. We know that this nation was founded on this Judeo-Christian tradition that has preserved our republic for all of these years. I have every belief that with hardworking Americans aiming to protect that and preserve that, we'll be fine. Last, your point about being a person of faith, I pray a lot. I pray that the American people will make good decisions. I pray that our leaders, including those leaders that I didn't vote for, will make good decisions on behalf of the United States of America. I'm confident that if we keep our faith and we work hard, that America will continue to be that shining city on a hill that President Reagan, my first commander-in-chief when I was a young soldier, spoke about.
Wow. Is that not one of the best answers you've ever heard from a person in a significant leadership position? Does that give you any comfort to say, stop the worrying? Stop the fear. Remember where you live. He snuck one caveat in there when he talked about us being a nation the Lord is watching, which gives him the confidence. And it was, if the American people will take this seriously, something to that effect, we'll actually engage, we'll actually watch, we'll actually be part of this, that's where we come in. A few of my opening thoughts I want yours today. 2939,000 on What's on Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Down. Bring me fishing instead. What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. I got a hankering for a caramel roll. And the folks at Valley Dairy, part of the PetroServe USA family, I don't know how they did this. I don't know if they toiled and tossed in kitchens for years and years and years, or they just called their favorite aunt. but they have the best karma rolls money can buy. Now, they're at every PetroServe USA location, as well as Valley Dairy locations. Look for the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex-branded fuel, which means in a time of pipeline disruption and gas prices swaying around, they go out there and get the best deal for you. That's why I fill up with unleaded 88, because I can't put anything in my vehicle at a lower price anytime ever, no matter what, than at PetroServe USA. And I get the 4-for-4 deal, the pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink for $4. Where else is lunch $4 or dinner $4 ever? Ever? My gosh. And then the karma rolls, too. That's what I'm saying. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. So I've asked a question today, and I want your answer. You can call me at this number. We have too many radio stations now, so I sometimes confuse the number. I gave you the WDAY number a moment ago. 258-0550 is the number that will come to us. 258-0550, toll-free at 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. And we're going to talk in just a little bit with Governor Tim Walz. I'd love to know any questions you have for Governor Walz. He's out at the fishing opener at Thunder Pond, along with our lucky staff members. I'm here in the studio slaving away, and they are they're ready to hit the water and wet their line, getting ready for the Minnesota fishing opener. So that's kind of fun. I have a question on the table. If you could pick anywhere, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, which is guaranteed best fishing, guaranteed best time, where would it be? All right, we're going to randomly pick somebody that answers that question for their choice of my pillow products. Actually, I'm going to go to the dog beds today. I'll give you a dog bed. I'm not going to let you pick. You can pick what size, what color, but it's a dog bed on me for my pillow. Find all the products at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, by the way. Text me that answer, 701-367-2054, or call it in. You can call it in, too, and tell me at 258-0550. But this fellow knows the answer. Our flag fishing guru, the outdoors expert for the flag family, Steve Carney, is here. And his partner in crime this weekend for the fishing over, Steve Hallstrom, Kevin Flynn, they're out there getting the benefit of all of Steve's great knowledge. Mr. Carney, how are you?
Wonderful. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How would you answer that question? One spot you want to slam, you want to pull in the lunker of all lunker, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, what do you pick?
South Dakota, hands down, North Dakota second, Minnesota third.
All right, and where
in
each?
That's an easy one.
Oh, it is easy. I'm glad to hear that. So now narrow it down. Where in South Dakota do you go? Where in North Dakota do you go? And where in Minnesota?
I would say the Missouri River in South Dakota, or the border waters, Traverse and Big Stone, North Dakota, Devil's Lake. There's no other choice. Minnesota, we have a lot of diversity, more lakes, but the quality of fishing isn't quite like the Dakotas. We all know that. But, we just got to work a little harder, that's all.
Where would you pick in Minnesota if you had to pick, though? That's going to be at least the best of the best.
Oh, Otter Tail County, no doubt about it. That's why I live here. 1,100 lakes? Oh, yeah. That's why I'm here.
And that's where you're there right now for the fishing opener. Are you impressed that the governor's up?
I am. I was kind of wondering if he was going to make it or not with all the things going on in the metro, but I'm impressed. He's up here making his rounds, and, good for him. It's, that's good. That's a good thing.
I'm surprised Lake of the Woods wasn't on the top of your list.
That's kind of a thing of its own. I mean, it's an amazing fishery. There's no doubt about
right.
it. But,
yeah.
It doesn't have the diversity of other
true.
Choices
yep,
up there.
True.
Like, if you get blown off Lake of the Woods, where are you going to go?
Good point.
Maybe Rainy River, yeah. but it's...
I've actually fished Lake of the Woods before, and I've found, if you're just... You really need a pro like Steve Carney if you're on that kind of water to know where to go. Otherwise, it's like needle in the haystack time. If you got a good guide, and I've had some good ones out of World before that are fun, and you have a great time, but... other than that time, our engine blew in the middle of the Lake of the Woods.
Well, we like diversity, Scott. We like crappies and bluegills and smallmouth and northern pike. And, it's fun to have, that variety. And that's what this part of Minnesota and the Dakotas offer, is that variety. And, Lake of the Woods is the most amazing walleye fishery on the planet. But you know, that's it, walleye and sauger, which is great. But, you know, we like to mix it up a little bit with other species. That's, you know, half the fun.
What are you teaching Hallstrom this weekend?
I don't know. We haven't quite got to that yet. We're in the preliminary stages of discussing our strategy on how we're going to handle tomorrow, and that's kind of the topic at hand right now.
What do you What do you want to learn from Mr. Carney there, Mr. Hallstrom?
Oh, what don't you want to learn from Seabee? He's forgotten more about fishing than most of us will ever know. It's been a lot of fun. I did a little bit of fishing earlier in life, and when I was working for WDAY-TV, my job was to get out with the video camera, get out with my good buddy Mike Miller, and he would be out in a fishing boat, and we'd be in some cold lake somewhere, and it was about 40 degrees, and but I learned a lot from Mike, and so it's fun for me to talk to Steve and kind of get information from him about, okay, we're going to be shallow this time of year, look for what kind of structure, and it's jigs and minnows this time of year. Most everybody's going with that tactic, and so it's just fun to talk it with Steve because he's out every day, and he's in, like you said, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and he knows. I can ask him about Devil's Lake, and I can ask him about Big Stone. I can ask him about Otter Tail. It's all good with Steve.
By the way, Texter says Kidder County shore fishing. Mr. Carney, are you a shore fisherman at all?
You know, I am at this time of the year just because the walleyes are up shallow in the evening and they come into these spawning areas, and it's really fun. And most of the times I'll, you know, dock my boat about 6 o'clock and then go out on shore, and some of the best fishing, you know, the last 2 weeks has been from 8 at night to 10 at night. And that's perfect from shore. It's really fun. It's entertaining, and it's just beautiful to see the wildlife settle down for the night. And then the same in the morning when the turkeys are going, the pheasants are going, the ducks are going, the geese are flying. It's just two amazing times of the day that when you're fishing from shore, you see things most people never see. It's beautiful.
Scott,
Plum Creek is another suggestion from one of our listeners. You know where Plum Creek is, Steve?
No, I don't, but, you know, if it's a good fishing spot, I certainly wouldn't mention it, would you?
Another one says, yeah, good point. Yeah, think about this, folks, before you give us all your secrets. Another text says, North Dakota by far, for one, no walleye season.
Right? There is that. Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, I mean, there's
that
none of
those. Ends.
What opener?
Yeah.
We're always open. Greatest man-made reservoir in the nation and the Big Muddy are two reasons they say North Dakota. You want to get a word in here, Steve Halston?
Yeah, well, I just was going to say, speaking of advice and good things, Steve and I were talking earlier today on our local show on the Flag about the minnow selection, and Steve mentioned something to me I thought was really interesting about size of minnow. Steve, share that with the listeners.
Well, as everybody knows, the beginning of the season, you want to have shiners in your boat, and I recommend very small shiners. You know, it's very frustrating when you get these shiners that are too big, maybe 3 or 4 inches, and you're going to lose a lot of fish that hit the back end of it, and they run with it. They don't exactly eat it. But if you go to a small, like a 2, 2.5-inch shiner, it's a very small meal, and when they hit it, you got the hook into it. So you're going to miss probably 75% of your fish on a big shiner. So try to pick out the small ones in the bait shop if they let you. Sometimes they don't, but yeah.
You know, proving I've got a lot to learn, I always thought a shiner was somebody popped you once. Not a shiner. Thanks, guys. More coming up. Governor Tim Walz, what's your question?
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, Stacey Boster, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacey Boster, 701-261-8359 or peopleshomeequity.com/StaceyBoster, NMLS number 1908175.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of migrant children have been welcomed by the Biden administration and given to caretakers in the United States as part of the government's program for unaccompanied minors. But no one in the administration knows what's happened to them. The agency in charge will not answer questions about efforts to keep track of these vulnerable children. The Department of Health and Human Services has denied media requests for information about how many kids have gone through the system since President Biden took office. Top Republicans say they hope to find middle ground on some of the White House's top priority issues, including President Biden's infrastructure proposal and the American Families Plan. While speaking to reporters after the meeting, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he and other congressional leaders agreed to work on defining what infrastructure is. He said, quote, "I think I'm safe in saying there is certainly a bipartisan desire to get an outcome," end quote. Well, we've made it through another week. Welcome to Friday. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Radio Graffiti, give me your best 1 minute on what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can call 701-258-0550. Todd Mitchell standing by, taking your text as well at 701-226-8503. We're linked up now with Otter Tail County and Thumper Pond to chat with Governor Tim Walz at some point here. He's making his way down the fishing opener radio row. So they're going to throw the headset on him pretty quick. If you have a question for him, you can text me, 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or chat on the air. Tell us if you had to pick one place, guaranteed good fishing, in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Minnesota, what would it be? Have a chance at a MyPillow dog bed. You can call me or you can text me, either one. Call us at 701-258-0550. We'll go to Radio Graffiti here in just a moment. 1 minute, 1 minute only, after I tell you about hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Can you feel summer coming? You know, we had that really awesome spring, then it cooled off a little bit, and I can just tell now, mid-May, we're going to unleash summer. So we have this small window to really enjoy summer, and I'm going to suggest something to you that will make this summer the best you've ever had with family, with friends, making memories, being better above the water, below the water. It's one call or one stop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They have these splash pools, which is the brand, but what they are is like a pop-up pool. Now, just put it up. Get it operating, and then dream a little about building a deck around it or, you know, shaping it to the environment. We had a lady call from Buxton the other day, and she has one of these splash pools up. She put an awesome deck around it off the back of their patio and palm trees. I actually went and found real palm trees that somehow have something in them. They don't die in a North Dakota winter, and it's heaven in the backyard. So if you call Hot Spring Spas Pool Tables 2 and say, I got to talk to Scott's neighbor Vince because I need one of these splash pools, you'll have one this summer in your backyard and you're going to be loving it. Then make sure you look at a Hot Spring Spa because they're the best of the best. Best ownership experience ever. Finleo saunas, which are incredible. Game tables, patio furniture, Olhausen, pool tables and shuffleboard. And it's so fun. It's so fun because summer, you got to get every inch out of it. You got to get every second out of it. That's what they help you do at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You want a monthly payment with no interest? Don't let money be the reason you don't come in today because they'll find a way to make sure you've got a product this summer that'll maximize things at an affordable price and really give up the coffee, you know, twice a week, and all of a sudden you'll have enough to have a new $60 a month payment on spa, sauna. They'll take care of you. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Bismarck on the expressway by Walmart. Right into West Fargo from Fargo. Right on the West Fargo-Fargo line on 13th Avenue South. And in the Grand Cities Mall area, right off South Washington and Grand Forks. Just tell them Scott sent you. Daryl's in Steele, North Dakota. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Well, I just called to say he was asking about somebody telling him where the best fishing is. And I said Devil's Lake, because there's a lot of out-of-state fishermen come to Devil's Lake constantly.
So that's your sign that you found a good watering hole when the license plates are from everywhere else?
You're right.
Yeah, but Devil's Lake is special, isn't it? That's just a special fishing place. Yeah, it is. And so many challenges over the years with too much water, not enough water, and yet it just endures. It just keeps going. That's for sure, Daryl. Okay. Good signal there. Appreciate the call. Look for the out-of-state license plates, folks. Let's go to Aberdeen, South Dakota. Ryan, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Scott, fellas, good morning. I want to talk about my favorite fishing spot, which was not exactly public access. But my late grandfather, who was a World War II veteran, had a bit of farmland not too far outside of town here. He had a gravel pit which filled up with water, and he would stock bullheads in that gravel pit. So we'd go out, and my brothers and I would go out fishing with Grandpa for these bullhead catfish. And sadly, he passed away when I was just 10 years old, 33 years ago. But golly, do I have some good memories of spending time out there with my grandfather.
That's a great radio graffiti right there, Ryan. And that's what it's all about, really, right? I mean, it's whether you catch fish, whether you don't catch fish. It is, my grandpa caught bullheads. I can see the 5-gallon pail right now full of bullheads. I wouldn't touch them on a bet. You know, the little whiskers coming out of them and, just awful. And I think he actually ate them. He'd do a little shore lunch once in a while, but I don't remember any of that other than the visual I have. What I remember is being with my grandpa, Adam Tilges, who I would, you know, my mom was the youngest of 16, 14 that survived. One from a fire and one, I think, a childbirth, and I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. So, you know, I was among the younger of the grandkids, obviously, being the son of his youngest daughter, Jeanette, down there in Cambie, Minnesota. But that's what I remember. It was fantastic. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Amos and Bismarck, you're next on What's In Your Mind. Go ahead, Amos.
Yeah, I just talked about the huff fishing hole. Me and my father used to go out there all the time, and we would never get skunked right on the river.
Okay, you said what fishing hole?
Up by Huff, right by Huff on the banks of the Huff, right on the river there.
Got it, Huff, 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 Huff.
Yep.
You huff and you puff never and you find skunked. Yourself a good fishing hole. How about that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So never disappoints, Amos, is that what you're saying?
Never got skunked there in probably the 10 years we went off there together.
Fantastic. That's great. Thanks for the call. And remember, if you text me today, your favorite fishing spot, guaranteed best spot, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, what would it be? Somebody's going to win a MyPillow pet bed on me today. Texter says, best walleye lake in Minnesota, the Upper Red Lake, Washkus, Minnesota. All right. Lake Darling, says another. I believe it's one of the best-kept secrets. It's been great for walleye fishing for many years and never very busy. Lake Darling, as I recall, is by Arrowwood. Isn't it down in Alexandria? I'm going by memory, but we're getting some questions for the governor today. He's going to join us momentarily. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is up at Otter Tail County in Thumper Pond for the Minnesota fishing opener. Kevin Flynn is getting ready to throw a pair of headsets on him and chit-chat. Is the governor close there, Kev? All right. So after the... Yeah, we're in queue. We're on deck here, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Yeah. All right. So questions for Governor Walz are certainly welcome. We got Bill O'Reilly next hour here, so we got to get him on the radio before we go to Bill O'Reilly, which will be next hour. Let's see here. I'll just read some of these questions for the governor. Maybe it'll prompt some others. Here's one that says, ask the governor why he won't give up emergency powers. We no longer have an emergency. Is it because he wants control of the $2.8 billion coming from Washington, D.C.? Okay. There's one question for him. Let's see here. I saw a few others. But I'm getting so many fishing answers here. Soros River, says another. Another says Lake Darling. I believe it's one of the best-kept secrets. They told us that. Oh, it's north of Minot on the Soros River. That's a different Lake Darling. I think there's a Lake Darling in Alexandria, but this texter was talking about the one north of Minot. Got it. Good thing. We didn't send people to Minnesota for good walleyes thinking that was a bum rap. Don't believe any recommendations on fishing hotspots. True fishermen never reveal their favorite spots. I think there's some truth to that. Texter says, you talked about how bored you were earlier. They call it fishing and not catching for a reason. Another texter. Every good fisherman knows loose lips sink ships. Yeah, there's something to that too, isn't there? Radio Graffiti today with your questions or comments. Give me your best minute. What's on your mind? What'd you think yesterday of Mike Pompeo? What do you think of him as a presidential candidate? What do you think of his answers? We have his entire speech and the introduction by Senator Kramer up on our Facebook page. Todd, I'm not sure if Todd shared that yet. Probably has on the K-Fire page as well, but it's up on our website, am1100theflag.com. You'll find it. Listen to it. See what you thought. I mean, I have to say the overriding theme that I got from Mike Pompeo is humility. Anytime anybody said, Mr. Secretary, it's Mike. And, you know, you can always tell when there's false humility with someone, when they're sort of saying it because it's the right thing to say and whether it's really real. It seemed very real to me. It seemed very, very real. I was impressed. I really was. And I know I'm playing the last guy I talked to as the smartest person in the world game, but I'm not so sure it isn't dead on right. And like anybody, I'm thinking once we survive this long national nightmare of Joe Biden, and I think 2022 will be a big part of that, I think we're going to learn some things about the lack of election integrity that are going to forever change elections in America. And whether that comes, like Mike Lindell says, by August of this year, or whether that comes by the House being retaken by Republicans and having an actual honest assessment of the corruption, even legal corruption, legal theft, as Kevin Cramer calls it, from, oh, we have an emergency, therefore you can mail in your vote. Oh, we have an emergency called COVID, therefore we're going to deliver ballots. They won't be secure. They're going to come in every mailbox and somebody can steal them and send them back in your name. Because there's a pandemic after all. However they came, we have a lack of election integrity. There is zero doubt. Anybody that tells you they can say with absolute certainty that the election results in 2020 were 100% authentic, beyond reproach, lily white, is not wise. I'll just be kind and say not wise. Not giving you the full scoop. Okay? Texter says, I do hear that walleye in northern Minnesota is always good on Red Lake and Clearwater. And some people are playing for it. They're going for telling us when they really shouldn't. Texter says, Scott, please play this for the sheeple. They need to be awakened and not woke. It's a speech by Robert Reich. You remember Robert Reich? What was his job again in the Clinton years? Was he at Treasury? I can't remember where he was. But he was a... Oh, it's not Reich. My eyes are bad. Robert Welch, 1958. With an insider's plan to destroy America. All right, I'll see how long it is. We might fit it in. Governor Walz coming up. Bill O'Reilly, too, and more of your calls. Open phone Friday.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Dodge, Animoose, Lair, Fairmount, Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, Cavalier, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And if you're in the market to sell your equipment, Pfeiffer's equipment experts are on call anytime for a free consultation. Contact Pfeiffer's at 701-523-7366. Bid online and view all upcoming land and equipment inventories at Pfeiffer's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On your mind, first time caller Friday, somebody wants. Okay, fine. It's open phone Friday. It is a radio graffiti Friday, which jump starts the calls every time we ask, because there's a lot of people out there, they don't want to necessarily engage in a conversation, but they want to get something off their mind. So that's fine. A lot of ways to do that. You can call us at 701-258-0550. Just give us your best minute. I'm just going to let you go. Anything you want to say. We can call it the Hate Hannon Hotline if you want to. Rather than texting Todd snarky comments about me, you can just man up and say it right here. That's right. How does a woman man up? She doesn't. That's why we love women, right? But women can say everything a man can, and it can bring you down. Right down to your knees and just say, whoa. I don't know what you call that exactly. It's sort of like, mom common sense or something like that. Whether it's, I'll keep it gender neutral. No pronouns here. Just tell me what I need to hear. 701-258-0550. Radio Graffiti, whether you're a first-time caller, long-time caller, just give me your best minute here on an open phone Friday, okay? And I will have a prize for this texter that's saying first-time callers get a prize. Yes. Yes, that's very common. That's very common. We do that. Governor Tim Walz is going to address at some point. He was getting very close to our microphones, and he diverted, and Kevin's trying to lure him back here now. I've asked you what you want in the way of questions for him, and they're emailing in and texting in. And you can also go to our 24/7 Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. Go into that storm, whatever that storm. Go back to Mike Pompeo's top three on Nothing New Under the Sun. We're a strong and resilient people. We're a nation the Lord is watching. And as long as we're diligent, we'll be okay. And then pray a lot. That was his top three. How great was that? 855-200-1776. That's what it's about, being the buffalo. You go into the storm. And that's what the folks at Oasis Petroleum, did you see that QEP acquisition they're working on? My gosh, they're coming back. They're coming back. Great place to work, and they have that Be the Buffalo spirit, and we appreciate them. Ben and Kenmare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go!
Hey, talking to me there, Scott?
I am.
Okay. Say, you guys are still advertising for Newsmax, but I understand, at least from Mike Lindell, that they caved in, they settled with Dominion. What can you tell us about that?
They did not settle by Dominion. They did not settle with Dominion. I don't even believe they were sued by Dominion. I think there was an individual that was maligned on a show, I believe by Michelle Malcolm. Incorrectly.
Hey,
she had bad info, Ben. So, yes. Yes, Kev.
I got the governor of the great state of Minnesota here wants to say hi to you.
Oh, my gosh. Governor Walz, nice to have you back. How are you, sir?
I am well. It's good to talk to you. I wish you were out here. Man, it's beautiful out here.
Well, we have half of our staff there, so somebody has to work.
Hey, they're all working hard, too. I want to make
are they?
Sure that, yeah, make sure the owners know that this is a
yeah,
good job
exactly.
out here. And
one of them is there.
Lures here for you,
yeah.
So there you go.
All right, so, Governor, we have a mutual friend in Dave Lee, by the way. I always appreciated the back and forth you had with Dave. I kind of feel like we're in the same boat. We don't always agree on everything, but we appreciate when you're able to come on and talk with folks in western Minnesota, so thank you for that.
No, absolutely. Boy, Dave is a jewel, and I said this industry is still more important than ever. People get trusted voices that they want to hear, they get their news from, and I said about Dave is that he asks the hard questions, but you know, we can have these discussions in a really cordial manner. And I think I really enjoyed that. And he is so eclectic, too, about it. He knew everything, a little bit about everything.
Well, you're welcome here anytime for those conversations. We do appreciate it. And I know that it's a challenging time. A lot of people are, who do you believe? What do you believe in the way of medical advice? Do you do the vaccine? Do you not do the vaccine?
Yeah.
You know, that's why the fishing weekend is so darn important. But I should say this, by the way, before we move off, Dave Lee, North Dakota boy. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, that's right. A lot of good things came out of there. I keep
yes.
telling them that. I keep telling
yeah.
them that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Had a North Dakota boy. And, you know, I've got to ask you this. This might be considered a tough question, but people have bristled when they – there's billboards with this to say, Governor Walz thinks all there is in outstate Minnesota is rocks and cows, really? Did you say that?
You know what, Bristol? Yes, but I said, and you know what? Here's the rest of it. And even the person who took it apologized for cutting it. I said, there's people who think that. That's dead wrong. I said, I come from that area. You know, I'm a town of 400 people. My mom's still on the farm or whatever. And I said, they took that and cut it. And my whole point was, is that's not true. So the statement was this. You know, there's folks who think there's rocks and cows in greater Minnesota, but there's a hell of a lot more than that. These are the economic drivers, the culture of who we are. It's where I came from. And they cut that part off. So tell them the rest of the story.
That was fake news.
Fake news, you know. But I said, getting out to folks, that the differences are fine, but this idea of somehow trying to demonize or whatever, you know, and this divide between the cities and country. I went to high school with 24 kids, 12 of whom were my cousins. I said for 3 years in a row I was the Democrats' congressional shot, best shot, top gun. I've hunted my whole life. I've owned guns my whole life. This idea of somehow demonizing, it makes it hard because there are legitimate differences that we should debate. But this idea of, like, thinking some way that I would denigrate the place where I come from or what I've done. So, yeah, I see that, and I'm like, damn, there's a lot of things to say about me, but that's not one of them. And there's probably a million reasons to vote against me, but that's not one either.
I'm glad I asked you because, you know, yeah. I've seen the billboards that gets chuckled about every
now and
then.
Have you seen the one with the proctologist one, though? That one's
yes.
pretty funny. Yes,
yeah.
I'll give them that. That
yeah.
one I can take.
Right, yeah, yeah. That was good for a chuckle or two. And, you know, it's the political game. It's not beanball, as you well know. Hang on, more with Governor Walz
right.
in just a second here on What's On Your Mind. Take a quick break. We're live at the fishing opener right. at Thumper Pond, Ottertail, Minnesota. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.